Hello, I'm Professor Tanya Byron. I'm a clinical psychologist and I specialise in working with children and young people.
What sorts of difficulties do children and young people come to you with?
Well, it's the most fascinating developmental time. So I see little children with all sorts of issues ranging from behavioural difficulties such as sleeping, feeding, even issues with toilet training, behavioural issues to do with emotional self-regulation, tantrums, all the way up to older kids who start to show difficulties in school. So we're seeing learning difficulties as well as behavioural difficulties. And then as you move into adolescence, all the kind of issues associated with the emerging adults, if you like, and a lot of the transitional issues by the age of 14, 50% of mental health problems will have shown themselves. So sort of much more serious mental health issues will be kind of popping up then. So depression, anxiety and associated behaviours, self-harm, suicidal thoughts, suicidal attempts, those kinds of things.
So do you think there's something special about that period when these things start to emerge around that age?
It's incredibly important that we really understand the changes that go on at a brain level as well as at a hormonal level and a social level for the adolescent. Adolescence is a critical time of development and we really don't pay it the right kind of attention. We see teenagers as rather annoying adults in waiting, but actually they're not children, they're not adults, they are adolescents. And that period of development has a very, very important and unique purpose. We see such extraordinary changes, particularly in the frontal cortex, changes that have such an impact on moving forward in one's life, to do with issues relating to individuation, becoming one's own person. And if there is an underlying inherited predisposition towards mental health difficulties, specific risk factors in life, or huge stresses that are impactful at that time of life, which is a stressful time of life, or all of those put together, that's when we see a great upsurge in mental health difficulties first presenting.
What you've just been saying, you've really been talking about a lot that's going on inside the young person. You've sort of alluded a little bit to external factors. Do you think it's best seen as something systemic that happens around this period?
If we look at a systemic model, what we're talking about is, the best way I describe it when I'm teaching is just a series of sort of concentric circles. So you have the individual in the middle and then you draw a circle around and sort of really symbolise their sort of family that kind of envelops them and determines their development, their nurture and so on. And then around that you have their sort of educational system and their peer groups and then the wider society. So there are so many impacts on children as they emerge and transition into adolescence, plus the hormonal changes, what puberty brings on in terms of physical changes, early sexual development, sexual exploration, peer identity, which is an incredibly important part of adolescence. And of course, around the sort of mid-adolescent time, huge amounts of academic pressure around public exams. So it is a time sort of fraught with opportunity and experience, but also with a lot of stress. And young people who are vulnerable, either because there is mental illness in the family that they may have inherited or that they are experiencing, or other family issues, or they may have neurodevelopmental problems, these young people through this transitional time will really, really struggle.